Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, we are looking at a very, very familiar verse. These are words that Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, John 3:16, when this religious leader came to Jesus to ask him about some spiritual issues. And Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." In his conversation with Nicodemus, Jesus explained the entire plan of salvation in one sentence. Let's break it down and consider this powerful truth. For God so loved. Our relationship always starts with God. God's love for us led him to drastic action. For God so loved the world. God's love is extensive, piercing through every stage of history, all the way around the globe, to every individual. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. God's love sent Jesus, the perfect, one-time-for-all-time sacrifice to bear our sins in his body on the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him. Belief is not a simple consent of knowledge. It includes trusting in Jesus alone as the only one who has paid sin's debt. I enter into belief by being sorry for my sins. Next, I believe that God will cleanse me from my sins. And then I believe that God will empower me through his Holy Spirit to live for him every day. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish. In Jesus, we are protected from God's judgment on sin. God's judgment fell on Jesus, not us, when we trust in Jesus as the one who took the punishment on the cross so we could live in freedom. He died so we could live. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Our new life in Christ applies far beyond the few years we have on this earth. Because of Jesus, we pass from death to eternal life. Because of Jesus, we will never die. Have you experienced God's love through Jesus that results in eternal life? God's provision in Jesus can be yours forever. Lord, words cannot express my gratefulness for your amazing love. Help me show you my thanksgiving with my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you'd like to know more about a relationship with the living God, email me at info@ronmoore.org. Info@ronmoore.org.